This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
The race is tightening in Georgia, and also the count is continuing in Pennsylvania. It's tightening there as well. Biden has taken the lead in Georgia. Good morning. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. We're on, I guess, day three of the count now. And the way things stand right now as we begin our hour of nonstop talk is that the presidential race is now coming down to Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Nevada. President has a substantial lead in North Carolina. Biden has taken the lead in Georgia. President still has a lead in Pennsylvania, though that lead is now getting closer. And Biden has a narrow lead in Nevada. That's where things stand. Don't forget Arizona, too, because Arizona is still, they're still counting in Arizona as well. I think that, you know, there's, when this is over, we have to take a real hard look at our election system in this country. We really do, because this, we can't, this is no way to run an airline, as they say. This is no way to run an airline. 855-839-1210 is the number for you. In Michigan, the attorney general has asked residents to stop telling the staff to shove Sharpies up their, you know what? She had a tweet that she said, "Dear members of the public, please stop making harassing and threatening calls to my staff. They are kind, hardworking public servants just doing their job. Asking them to shove Sharpies up their butts is never appropriate and is sad commentary on the state of our nation," she added. So, yes, please don't ask poll workers to shove Sharpies where the sun don't shine, as they say. 855-839-1210. Let's begin our hour here with some news from Dawn. Get check in, get some headlines. Good morning, Dawn.
And good morning, Cioli Show News headlines. So, yes, we have the count continuing in Philadelphia right now. And we should mention that it's not just about Philadelphia. The votes are not in across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, with many campaign lawsuits by the Trump campaign looming. In fact, they're in court today. 9:30 this morning is, I believe, the first court appearance with the campaign going on. We have Philadelphia police investigating an alleged plot to attack the PA Convention Center in Philadelphia overnight and into this morning. So police say they thwarted that alleged attack, arrested two men, and they continue to investigate that one. On a brighter, lighter note, this is National Adoption Month, so many awareness communities out celebrating families like the Cioli family who've adopted some of their children, and others encouraging people to consider adopting not just a baby, but older children who are in foster care because of COVID, this has thwarted adoptions across our nation. So just putting that out there. This day in history, November 6th, 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected president. Thought I'd mention that one. The NBC 10. Yeah.
Today's the day, huh?
Good old Abe.
That was not a controversial election at all either.
Nah.
Not at all. Easy.
See, that's the thing. We look at controversy in the past. We've had controversy and conflict, right? For the entire country.
We're just
a bunch of drama queens, we Americans.
We are such drama queens, are we not, with all this freedom of ours?
And we get through it all.
I don't remember when there's really never really smooth elections. There's always issues somewhere.
Yeah,
anyway.
Absolutely. And smooth is the word. Smooth and sunny is the word for this forecast. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast, a gorgeous Friday in store. 71 degrees today, bright, beautiful sunshine. And the weekend, if you're thinking about checking out the fall leaves, and remember, they've voted that Pennsylvania in general is the best place in the world to see fall foliage because of our diversity of trees and our extended long fall season. So it'll be the perfect weekend for that. Sunny, bright, beautiful skies all weekend, 72 degrees. I'm Dawn. That's the Ellie Show News Live headlines. We're always on the radio.com app.
Thank you, Dawn. In what, again, what I would just file in the common sense category, the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania delivered yesterday a ruling, big win for the Trump campaign during this counting, as they say that late absentee ballots, missing identification, are to be segregated and not counted. I don't know why anybody would have a problem with that. That's just common sense again. The appellate Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania sides with the Republicans and Team Trump, rejecting the deadline extension for absentee voters to provide missing proof of identification. The court has enforced statutory deadlines and ordered those ballots be segregated and not counted. Good, because that's what the law is in the state of Pennsylvania. Remember, laws are passed by legislatures. We go to court and we have to fight to just convince the judge to just let us do what the law is. The law has deadlines attached. The state legislatures make those deadlines. Courts just can't arbitrarily just roll over them. That's not how it's supposed to work in this country. So this was a big win. But again, amazing to me that I've got to actually come out there and say that we need to, this had even happened. We even had to go to court and do this yesterday. I just want transparency. I think everybody with a brain wants transparency in this process. 855-839-1210. Now, there was some question of whether or not the Republicans would wind up just giving the popular vote. Just give the electors, assigning the electors to Donald Trump, regardless of what happens with the electoral vote. Rick Santorum, who, of course, former senator, now CNN contributor, he was discussing this issue, the idea that electors in Pennsylvania would... the legislature would have them go to Trump regardless of who wins, which is an idea that some people have put out there. He addressed this yesterday as he shared a letter from a Pennsylvania state senator, cut number 9.
Allay Van's fears here a little bit. I just was communicating with the Senate Majority Leader in Pennsylvania, the state Senate Majority Leader, who says, quote, the PA election code says electors go to the popular vote winner. The legislature has no ability to appoint electors. So according to Majority Leader Jay Corman from the state Senate, that's not an option that Lindsey can pursue.
So they will just go with the popular vote in the state of Pennsylvania. They're not going to try to go around that any way, shape or form. So here's what else we know right now. We knew that the question, of course, of whether or not the president should concede. NBC already saying the president should be conciliatory and concede like Al Gore, which is amazing because Al Gore actually didn't concede until it went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. But anyway, cut number 2.
By the way, just to be also, it's politically better to be conciliatory because it puts you in a position. I mean, Al Gore was certainly in the position to run for president again by the way he handled himself there. There was a lot of positive vibes. So there is an argument. If the president is serious about wanting to run in 2024, how he handles this moment is actually perhaps helpful to his future political standing. So it's not just the long-term, the right thing for the country. And I think Al Gore, to this day, it's the single most important concession speech in this country, modern history.
People should just look it up.
Yeah.
Look that speech up and read it.
But again,
think about it.
Again, even looking at it from a crass political perspective, it doesn't make any sense for the president to behave this way if he actually has aspirations in 2024.
Al Gore was handed a defeat at the hands of the Supreme Court ruling on December 12th. Think about this for a second now. Al Gore did not just choose to concede to save the nation agita from having to go to court. He went to court. He went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, by virtue of stopping the count in Florida, basically then, at that point, then George W. Bush won Florida, won the presidency. And then Al Gore conceded. December 12th. What day is it? November 6th. We're not even a month away from that yet. Why should President Trump concede at this point? He's going to fight. He's going to fight in court. He's going to fight recounts and demand counts. And why wouldn't he? I mean, I really don't understand what's controversial about that. It's like everybody wants him to come out immediately and say, okay, it's over. Razor thin margins, mail-in balloting, an election system that's never gone through this before. And he wants to make sure that by the way, when he tweeted out yesterday, stop the count. No, keep counting. keep counting. I want the count to go on and on. I just want to make sure that all the ballots are actually ballots that are actual real, I think, as everybody else does. But no, keep counting. Let's go. Count. I want to count. And then maybe we have to do some recounts since some of these places are close. There's, you know, the law allows recounts, right? There'd be automatic recounts in some places. Al Gore took the, didn't turn around and go, all right, well, you know what? I'm good. Let's hand the presidency to George W. Bush November 5th of 2000. It went to the Supreme Court, Bush v. Gore. And then years later, by the way, Al Gore was still making jokes. I mean, as best Al Gore can make a joke about the fact that the Supreme Court made him president, made Bush president. In that hilarious Al Gore delivery that he does, was joking about how the Supreme Court made George Bush president. I was there on the steps of the United States Supreme Court in 2000. And I watched as all the lawyers came out and gave updates. I watched as all the networks were camped out there. It was the trial of the century, for lack of a better word. It was unprecedented in American history. We're not even a month from when that case was decided by the Supreme Court. And NBC's upset that the president's not being more conciliatory and not conceding yet. That's unfair. Al Gore didn't concede days after the election. He only conceded after there was no other pathway for him. Once the Supreme Court ruled in December of 2000, that was it for him. There was nowhere else to go. He had to concede. It was over. And by the way, the minute that Al Gore conceded at that point, because he had no other choice, yeah, his team started to consider the idea of running for president. And guess what happened? Other Democrats said, "Nah, sorry, bub, you lost. You're out." All these other people are next in line. And then they do what they always do, and they devour bloody carcasses in politics, because that's what happens. If Trump loses this, I don't know if he's going to be able to be the nominee in 2024. I don't know. It's too hard to say. It's a billion lifetimes away in politics, because there's a lot of other Republicans that want to run for president. So I'm pointing that out to you, because this revisionism of history by NBC News is ridiculous. This idea that Al Gore came out, you know, days after the election and then said, listen, for the good of the country, I'm giving Florida to Bush. Let's go on. So we'll live our lives and hug and kumbaya. That is absolutely a lie. My God, that's such a lie. I was there at the Supreme Court steps. And if I wasn't there, if you weren't there, you can still read about it in every history book in America. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. Let's see. Let me go to Debbie's got a question. She's in Cherry Hill. Debbie, good morning.
Yeah, Debbie? Good morning, Richard. I love the show. Yes.
Oh, thanks.
You there?
Hi. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. My question is, how come campaigns do not proactively review voter rolls so that they're in a position to challenge, the voters or those on the voter rolls that may not be eligible to vote?
Yeah, no, they should. They should review those things. And this is something, this is, again, one of those great areas of election reform, of reviewing the voting rolls. But whenever that's done, people say you're trying to suppress the vote. And that's the problem. And what I've always said to that is, the more crisp you can make these election registration rolls, again, the more people will believe in the process.
Yeah, but that I understand that, you know, because prior to elections, they send out these sample ballots, and a tremendous number are returned to the Board of Elections as undeliverable because they do not purge the voter rolls. What I'm suggesting is that the campaigns on the day of election have a list of, you know, that they review those because they have access.
Well, they do. They do. That's where the challengers come in. They do.
Right.
I'm telling you, they do.
Challenge at that point.
Debbie, I'm answering your question. I'm saying they do that. They're supposed to do that. They're supposed to challenge if people are allowed to vote or not vote. They're supposed to have copies of those rolls. That's what a good challenger does. I don't know if they all do that, but that's what they should do. Thanks, Debbie. When I was in charge of a political party, that's what I always did. I always made sure of that. Have a copy of the rolls, and if somebody comes to vote, make sure that they're allowed to vote. If somebody comes and says they're supposed to vote and they're not on the list, and it's one of your guys, make sure they get a provisional ballot so you can go before a judge. That's like politics 101. Now, is that done everywhere? I don't know. Elections are all locally run. That's the other thing you have to remember in this process. We don't have a federal election. We have 50 states that vote, plus the District of Columbia, and all of these elections are run by the states. But then you drill down even further, they're run by counties. Drill down even further, they're run by, you know, they're done in municipalities. It's not like we have one big federal election. We all go to the, we all theoretically vote the same day, or at least we used to, but it's all locally run. 855-839-1210 is the number, 855-839-1210. I know a lot of people want to weigh in. Tina is in Lansdale. Tina, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have two things. I think the only reputable Republican ready to run in 2024 would be Ron DeSantis in Florida. And also, I think that the media is lining up Biden to submit a speech saying that he's accepting the president-elect. And I think that would be awesome if he did that, because then after all this fraud comes out, it would even make it greater known to the country about the fraud. And then Biden would have to renege the president-elect speech, which would just be incredible to see on national TV. And Trump would end up, he's the winner anyhow. So,
let me try to, and thanks for the call. Let me try to say a couple things on that point. There's a difference between fraud and counting. And there's, look, the counting is going on. There's going to be lots of counting. If there are instances of fraud, they have to be investigated. They have to be dealt with 100%. But the counting is going on because we have this dumb mail-in ballot election that we did because of COVID. So that's why we're still counting. If Joe Biden comes out and gives a speech and accepts the presidency and says, okay, I'm president-elect, and then they're still counting, and it turns out Arizona goes Trump's way, Georgia goes Trump's way, Pennsylvania goes Trump's way, and he's not really the president-elect, that's a whole other kerfluffle that could happen. I think Biden would be wise to not do anything at this point. Don't make it, just let this process play out. I mean, just let it play out. There's counting. Count, keep counting. Just don't stop counting until all the votes are counted. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Delaware Valley Sports Center stands for freedom. You know, I love the Bill of Rights. I love the Constitution. And I love all the amendments of the Constitution, including the Second Amendment, of course. And Delaware Valley Sports Center is there for you. Firearms safety, that's their thing. They are training classes conducted by NRA-certified instructors. And they specialize in firearm safety, and their classes include the various firearms disciplines from the basic to the advanced. They also do the very popular concealed carry classes. Delaware Valley Sports Center offers individual, family, and group instruction, and they can customize the training to fit your needs. In addition, Delaware Valley Security Center runs the Act 235 classes for security guards and HR 218. So go to Delaware Valley Sports Center for training, for firearms, for equipment, or to answer any questions you may have. They're the experts. They stand for freedom. Go see them. They've been there a long time, and they can help you. DelawareValleySportsCenter.com. 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 You can't miss. Go see them, because they stand for freedom.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right. 855-839-1210. By the way, the real winner in this election, Dawn, do you want to know?
Yes.
The real winner.
The real winner.
Drugs. Drugs were the real winner on election night. I kid you not. Do you see all the states and places that legalize drugs?
Yes. Even the shrooms.
Yes. Shrooms crazy. Were legalized as well.
Psychedelics? What is up with that?
Magic mushrooms, as they say. They got a green light from voters in the District of Columbia and in Oregon. Oregonians approved Measure 110, partially decriminalizing all illegal drugs. In D.C., more than three-quarters of voters approved Initiative 81, declaring that the police shall treat the non-commercial cultivation, distribution, possession, and use of entheogenic plants and fungi, which contain... I'm going to botch all this now. Ibogaine, dimethylapatipazoline, mescaline, or cyclosabine, among the lowest law enforcement priorities. In Arizona, they rejected recreational cannabis legalization in 2016. This year, they voted 59.85% in favor of legalization this year. In New Jersey, they 67% approved legal pot. In South Dakota, 69% approved the medical marijuana measure, and 85% of precincts reporting the recreational marijuana measure was up 53% to 46.5%. Montana saw nearly 57% of voters approve recreational marijuana legalization. Meanwhile, Mississippi voters said yes to two medical marijuana measures, one allowing it for people with terminal illnesses and one allowing it for people with debilitating medical conditions. In Oregon, of course, the non-commercial possession of all drugs, which is basically decriminalized, 59% of voters approved that. So, and yeah, magic mushrooms, too. So
do you think, you know, because we always hear that stoners are hard to motivate. So are stoners more Biden supporters? And do you think that the drugs brought out more Biden supporters? Did they tip the scales?
Well, Montana, red state Montana, 57% of voters approved of recreational marijuana. So there you go.
I think there's a lot of people that actually went out just for this purposes. I know a few people actually who went out in New Jersey, didn't vote on anything else but this.
Just voted on marijuana.
Yeah.
But you do wonder, like Arizona, right? They had an initiative on there.
And it passed.
So,
but look at how close Arizona is.
Yes. So you wonder.
You wonder what?
Well, did the drugs have an effect on the election?
South Dakota, red state, Trump won that big time. 69% approved medical marijuana measure.
And the recreational marijuana
measure passed as well.
Okay.
It's a bipartisan issue.
Bipartisan.
I actually think it is. I actually think it is. I think most people at this point have just figured out they just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day who was like, I don't care. You know, I mean, it seems to be like a classic response nowadays to these things, because you're seeing it in red states and blue states across the country.
It's become alcohol. It's alcohol.
Well, pot is. I don't know if everything is.
Not what Oregon did is not going to.
Oregon's not going to be a trend, I don't think. Legalizing the hardcore drugs. But the magic mushrooms?
Maybe.
On pizza?
I don't know. My dog got in some, we had some mushrooms growing on some tree stumps, and Buddy got, and he was just in the backyard, and I just swang around. I think those
mushrooms.
Wait.
You have hallucinogenic mushrooms growing in your backyard. Can we discuss this for a moment, please?
Oh,
we're not just going to gloss over this.
I went out there with my burner that you can know that I have the little torch thing, and I burned them all. But
why? Bring them into the studio.
No.
Let's do an on-air magic mushroom tasting. It's 2020. No one cares.
We'll bring in Dr. Maz. Bring some water.
You guys had your water tasting. Do your magic mushroom tasting.
No, but the dog went out and he was munching on all these mushrooms.
Greg, is this true? I'm calling BS on this. It's just got magic mushrooms
in
your backyard.
They're not. I'm sorry.
What are they? They could be.
It's fungus. It's from too much rain or too much, you know, whatever. The soil grew them.
Well, he was kind of stumbling around, and then there was a deer, and he was just looking at the deer. He looked kind of dazed. He was just like, what's up, deer?
Oh, what's up?
Oh, big buck.
Dude, has to be mescaline in it.
What's up, big buck? You want to hang? Yeah, man.
Dude, where's my bone?
Yeah, you helped me find this bone I buried. I can't remember where I put it.
Buddy the Stoner.
Buddy the Stoner Buddy. I love it.
So they have to have mescaline in them, you're saying, Greg?
Yes.
He knows. Okay. I mean,
Greg's the expert on drugs, let's be honest.
There's a huge difference between magic mushrooms and acid. Like, the tabs, like, one is actually natural, the other is manufactured, you know what I mean? And peyote is the same thing, too. Peyote actually does grow out of the ground.
Okay.
Good to know.
Thank you, Greg.
Now we know.
For all of your drug answer questions, Greg Stocker with the answers there on LSD and peyote.
How many stoners do you think once the marijuana measure was passed in New Jersey just started lighting up on the street and was like, it's legal now, guys. Everything's legal.
It's funny you mention that because the attorney general put out a warning saying it's not legal yet.
Right.
Of course he did.
Yes, because again, this is so Jersey. You go to the polls, you vote for a constitutional amendment legalizing marijuana, and the state comes out the next day and is like, listen, we'll still arrest you and fine you for this. Yeah. It's not legal yet.
No.
We have to do all kinds of regulations. We got to figure out how to tax you for it first. Literally, the message from the state was, until we find a mechanism by which we can regulate and tax this, it's still illegal. So don't you dare go out there and enjoy, even though you just approved it by 67%. Right. We'll still arrest you or fine you.
Well, that's
just Jersey.
But what I don't get across the country as this is legalized, seriously, you know, you have like the little basil plant or whatever in the windowsill. Yeah. What if somebody has the white, isn't the white marijuana the healthiest or whatever? And they have a little like plant in the windowsill. White. With the other, you know, the other herbs.
Yeah, and what if they accidentally put it on their pizza instead of the basil, and then they make a pizza pie, and everybody turns around, and they're all stoned? Is that where you're going?
Yeah, but it's organic, and it's in your windowsill, and it's legal, but then they could come and say, no, you didn't pay taxes on it. Because, right? It's illegal unless you pay taxes on it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. They got to wet their beak, all right? The government's got to wet their beak. They're not just going to let you go out there and have your little fun with pot or anything else until they can get taxes out of you. That's the deal, all right? So remember that if you want. To Greg's point about all the stoners on the streets lighting up, hey, stoners, you're breaking the law because they haven't figured out how to tax you yet.
You think they would have figured
it out. It's a whole revenue stream. It's a whole revenue stream. You're 100% right. That's all they care about.
They want the money. They want the money. That's all they care about.
It's another way for New Jersey to tax the hell out of you, right?
Yeah, and if you don't, if you have it and they haven't figured out how to tax you yet, they'll get their revenue by fining you. Fining you for having the marijuana.
Yeah. What are they gonna do? Go around and inspect people's gardens and their windowsills to see if they're growing a little cannabis along with the other
items? Would anything surprise you? Would anything surprise you at this point?
It needs ultraviolet light on. So
I don't know. All I know is the Philadelphia cops have just raided Dawn's backyard looking for magic mushrooms. I just got a text from the Philadelphia FOP. They're on their way over there right now.
Buddy's like, quote
ever. Magic mushrooms growing in Dawn's backyard.
I'm going to have them tested, the ones that I
You should.
Bring.
You should. I mean, I think that would be just fair. The big story of the day today is the election results, the counting that's going on, everything else that's happening, and it's all brought to you by Burlington. Burlington stores are available for you. They're open. And go see them. Burlington is back. You can get back to school, back to work, back to life. Go back to Burlington. 40% discounts. You don't even need coupons. Check them out. And as we're discussing all the stuff with the counting, you know, it's amazing. I have not, by the way, engaged in any conspiracy talk. I just want transparency in all this. I just want transparency. I don't know why that's so hard for people to figure out, why we can't be more transparent with our elections and the process, the counting. I mean, I think that that's all reasonable. But the one thing I do know, though, is that there's going to be litigation. The litigation is going to continue in court, and it may go all the way to the Supreme Court, just like it did in 2000. And I predicted that. How long ago did I predict that, by the way, that we'd be in this place with litigation lawsuits in courts?
I wish I would take notes on what you say, but I think it's 3 months. We were debating this with family members who, thank you, religiously listen. But I think 3 months ago, because you were talking about cause COVID, and you were saying that they're going in and using COVID as sort of the cover, or, you know, the reason that they changed these laws. The mail-in laws.
Yes.
And I want to say it was feels like two to three months ago.
And I said there's going to be litigation that arises out of this. Because whenever courts make rules that are different than the rules that are on the books set by the legislature, you've opened that up for appeal. And so then it's going to be appealed. And then if people feel that they've been disenfranchised, they're going to sue. And you're going to have lawsuits. And eventually, what will happen is the Supreme Court's probably going to take all the lawsuits and hear it under one umbrella, potentially. And yeah, I said there'd be litigation months ago, and there's going to be litigation. And by the way, I don't see this litigation stopping anytime soon. I think we're talking weeks of lawsuits here and recounts.
I can tell you all millennials is saying today is, I'm going to be right. They're going to decide this. Because remember, he said Friday.
Yeah.
So he's like, it's going to be today. They're going to have an announcement.
They probably will. They probably will today say that Joe Biden has the 270 he needs. But remember something. Under the law, that's not those votes. And the Pennsylvania Secretary of State, to her credit yesterday, reminded everybody, until those votes are certified, there is no actual winner. Remember that. So they can call an election for somebody. It doesn't mean they've won yet. The votes have to be certified by the state. That process takes 20 days. And in the course of that process, they do that for a reason, by the way. There's a reason why they take that time to certify, so that there can be recounts and challenges and that sort of thing, which is all allowed under the law. And then after that process happens, of course, after the votes are certified, then at that point, the Electoral College will meet in December and vote for the president. Until that happens, there's no technical winner yet. That's what I mean. If today NBC News declares a race for Joe Biden, which I wouldn't be, or whoever does, I wouldn't be surprised by that. I'm just saying that's technically not accurate. You're not, you don't win a state until the results are certified by the Secretary of State of that state. And the results are delivered to the state legislature in accordance with the state law and the Constitution. And then you certainly don't win the presidency until the electors vote at the Electoral College in December. Bill, where's the Electoral College? Let's see if Millennial knows where the Electoral College is. Bill?
I'm sorry. Screening a ton of calls.
Bill, that's okay. Where is the Electoral College located?
I would assume D.C.?
It's actually on a magic mountain where they grow magic mushrooms and peyote.
Oh, fair.
And they have acid given out as Pez dispense, like Pez.
It's in my backyard, actually. The dog
That's
is
right.
guarding
I mean,
the Electoral College.
I obviously certainly know that it's not an actual college. I know.
You know where it is, Bill?
Electoral College.
Bill, you know where the Electoral College is?
Where?
Springfield.
Yeah. Really? What?
Springfield. Where the Simpsons, Springfield.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, there's a what is the thing about where Simpsons takes place in Springfield, right?
Springfield, yes. Because it's the most common town name in the country, I think.
I maybe I'm wrong on this. Doesn't like every state have a Springfield or something like that?
Because there's a moment in actually the Simpsons movie where he says, "Look at our border," and they say Nevada, Pennsylvania,
right.
Texas, and Florida, or something along those lines. I can't remember the exact line, but it's something like obviously four states that are not on the border of any geographical region.
They just happen to have a Springfield.
Yeah.
Because I always love that about the Simpsons. That was like one of those inside jokes, because some states have more than one Springfield in it. And, you know, it's like New Jersey has four towns named Washington, for example. You know what I mean? So,
Belmar.
So, yeah, Belmar, then with the silent W. And then, whenever anybody asks me where the Electoral College is, I always say Springfield.
Well, that's like the famous, there was an actual on-air situation in Philadelphia when they said Ira Einhorn would be put on trial in absentia, and the news anchor said, "Where's absentia?"
That's great.
That is great.
Where's absentia?
Absentia, PA.
So, Rich, I do want to, so there's obviously 20 electoral votes in Pennsylvania specifically.
Yes, Bill.
Do these 20 electors go into a certain spot? That I legitimately don't know. Do they cast their vote for the president or the former vice president?
They do. They go to the state capitol, actually.
Okay.
That's where they do it.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if they just kind of...
Yeah, they do meet. They do meet in Harrisburg, and then they cast their votes there.
Mm-hmm.
Or a cabin in the woods. They do a kegger.
I wonder if they're
the Electoral College kegger.
What's up? The moon tower.
I wonder if they'll do it differently this year because of COVID.
Virtually. Virtual Electoral College. Oh, that'll be the next thing. That'll be the next thing.
Because someone's Zoom will get frozen. It sounded like you said Trump. You might have deflected.
By the way, I'm told by Spike Eskin, our program director, there are actually two Springfields in the Delaware Valley. Monco has a Springfield, and Delco has a Springfield.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So you see, that's what I mean. That's where the Electoral College is. Everybody come to Springfield, meet, and vote for the president.
It's like Main Street. What do we want to name this street? What do we want to name this town? Springfield.
Main Street. Main Street in Springfield. That's where the Electoral
Main
College
Street.
Is located. You can vote in absentia. Just go to absentia and vote there. If you can't make it to Springfield, the Electoral College. All right? That's how that works. 855-839-1210 is the number. Want to take your calls and your thoughts. But yes, that's how the process works. Remember something. George W. Bush in 2000 did a very, very smart strategy. He projected like he was the winner of the presidency. Democrats were furious that he did that. And they said, this is not over. They went to the Supreme Court, and it was not over until the United States Supreme Court ruled in December 12th of the year 2000. There's going to be litigation, even if Joe Biden today even if the race is called for Joe Biden, it's not officially called until the state certifies the votes. And then the presidency is not officially decided until the electors meet in Springfield and vote for the presidency. I'm just telling you how the process works, because the idea of jumping on the bandwagon today and saying everybody get behind Joe Biden if he's declared the winner today by ABC News or NBC News or CNN or whoever, just remember that he's not the winner of that state until the state certifies the votes, period. There's a reason for that. There is a reason under the law for that, so that you can have things like recounts and so that every vote is counted, because sometimes people are disenfranchised. Remember something. This country had a long history of people not being allowed to vote, and then when they were allowed to vote, they weren't actually allowed to vote. So that's why we have those safety mechanisms in place. Doesn't make you a conspiracy nut. Makes you somebody that wants to make sure the process is legit. And there are a lot of people who can tell you stories of how it wasn't. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. Okay. We are doing an hour of nonstop talk right now. And why don't we officially open the hour, Bill? We should probably do that, I guess. Let's do it. You want me to do Newsmax first? I'll do Newsmax first. Newsmax TV has got you covered with great election analysis and results. Don't forget, Newsmax has great guests on there. And don't forget, you can watch it for free on your smartphone. That's right. Just download the Newsmax app. Watch it on your smartphone. You watch it on your iPad. And then you can also watch it on Amazon Fire, Apple TV. If you have a smart TV, you can watch it there as well. You can watch it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 115. You can watch it really anywhere. And if you don't get it, like if you're an RCN cable customer, call the cable company, tell them you want it, because Newsmax TV is real news to real people. People like Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, Dick Morris, they're all on there giving their analysis of the election. I'd like you to do three things, please. Number one, go to Newsmax.com for the latest news online. Number two, download the Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android. It's free. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Number three, watch Newsmax TV on cable or your home TV app. Take back the big media with Newsmax TV.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT-HD, WOGL-HD3, Philadelphia. Live from the Malamud & Associates Law Studios.
Yesterday, the president gave a press conference from the White House. He didn't take any questions, but he did speak yesterday about how the process is going. I'll play you some of that audio, and I'll tell you that the reaction from that is what I said earlier in the show about 2024. It's already begun. The race for 2024 has already started. Make no mistake about that. I'll explain exactly what I mean. I also want to take your phone calls, 855-839-1210. Doing a lot of check-ins on social media brought to you by our friends from Cherry Hill Volvo. And appreciate your thoughts as well. I'll read some of those as the show progresses as well. 855-839-1210. President yesterday came out and spoke from the White House. Cut number one.
Good evening. I'd like to provide the American people with an update on our efforts to protect the integrity of our very important 2020 election. If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. To name just a few, we won these and many other victories despite historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech. As everybody saw, we won by historic numbers. And the pollsters got it knowingly wrong. They got it knowingly wrong. We had polls that were so ridiculous, and everybody knew it at the time. There was no blue wave that they predicted. They thought there was going to be a big blue wave. That was false. That was done for suppression reasons. But instead, there was a big red wave. And it's been properly acknowledged, actually, by the media. They were, I think, very impressed. But that was after the fact. That doesn't do us any good. We kept the Senate despite having twice as many seats to defend as Democrats.
By the way, it was a great red wave for Republican women. It was an amazing, amazing night for Republican women. Now, I said earlier the race for 2024 has already begun. And I want you to pay attention to this because, look, we can't control this outcome. And we can all have heart attacks over this, but the reality is the outcome is going to be the outcome. Litigation's only going to go so far. And then at some point, then people are going to be running for president again in 2024. Maybe Donald Trump will be one of those people. I don't know. But the reaction you're seeing from Republicans is going to go down into two camps, as I see it. Camp one will be this was stolen. And we got to fight like hell and keep the MAGA mantle alive. Cut. And then the second camp will be the Republicans who come out and say there was no evidence of fraud. The process was the process. We need to unite and move on. America, we got to move on. Those two camps will battle, and there'll be a little bit of a civil war for a while in the Republican Party. But just to cheer you up, the Democrats are about to go through a major civil war because the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi's speakership, is in question. Actually, the Democrat majority is in question. And the fact that all these Republican women got elected and Democrats did not perform well on election night in Congress, the fact that the Senate, they were supposed to win the Senate, Republicans may keep control of it. So there's going to be a civil war in the Democrat Party as well. And even though Joe Biden might become president, he's not going to be able to unite the party. They sense blood. There's blood in the water now. And that's what happens in politics. But to give you an example of one of the guys who's going to run in 2024 and is going to run on the opposite of the idea that this race was stolen is Chris Christie. Chris Christie was on with ABC News, George Stephanopoulos, and what Chris Christie said regarding all of this, he's made a lot of people who are Trump supporters very upset. I'm simply telling you what his political strategy is here. Cut number eight.
George, let's say I've been fortunate enough to be on the ballot a number of times myself. I've won, I've lost. And so as a candidate, you're even more invested in the integrity of the system. Right. So if this stuff is going on that the president's talking about, all of us want it ferreted out, because it would undercut everything that we believe in our system. But as a prosecutor, that's like asking me to indict someone without showing me any evidence. If you're going to say those things from behind the podium at the White House, it's his right to do it. It's his right to pursue legal action. But show us the evidence. We heard nothing today about any evidence. I want to know what backs up what he said so that I can analyze it. And let me tell you, if he's right, I'll be outraged, and I'm sure you would be too.
And if he's wrong?
And if he's wrong, then the American people are going to be able to make the judgment about this election that the results have been fair. And this kind of thing, all it does is inflame without informing. And we cannot permit inflammation without information.
Now, this is the battle lines for 2024 and which camp Republicans should go in. Ted Cruz is hammering Philadelphia and saying that the process looks corrupt, and then he's going on. I mean, this is what I mean. And the battle in the Republican Party is about to spill out. If Joe Biden does become president, it's going to get even worse, because then obviously there's going to be the idea of the MAGA mantle. There's going to be people saying Donald Trump, it was stolen from him, he should run again. And there's going to be Republicans that say, enough, move on, go away. It's our turn now. 2024 is going to be amazing to watch. And I know that that's crazy to think about since we're still in the middle of a presidential election now. But I'm telling you, watch for this in the next few days if you're interested, because everybody's asking me, like, how can I keep myself from, you know, jumping off the ledge? Just watch how Republicans react, and you can start making columns of which camp they're going to be in. If the Republicans are in the, it's like the Chris Christie camp of saying, come on, there's no fraud enough already. It is what it is. Or the camp that says this was stolen, MAGA stolen. Just make a list. You'll see what I mean. I'm not wrong on this. The camps are already starting. That's just how this works. Politics. It's why it's the never ending chaos of our elections, which is insane. 855-839-1210. Greg, I see there's some other things on my cut sheet today. That's good. I'm excited about that fact.
Would you like to know?
Would I like to know what, Greg?
What?
Seamless.
Cut sheet!
That was seamless. All right.
I'm sorry. So, it's been a long friggin' week. All right. We're all operating on about 18 minutes of sleep. So, you know.
I'll be honest. How was I supposed to know that was a cue up, Greg?
Hey, thank you, Bill. I'm with Bill on that point.
Like, you're just.
I didn't know it was a cue up.
He's just staring at us on the Zoom going, Bill, what's going on?
Rich, would you like to know? Rich, would you like to know?
And I'm just all sitting here with my hand.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know Steve Kornacki. You know John King. What would you call them, Rich? Would you call them statisticians? Are they, you know, let's go to the big board here and they analyze the data. Are they statisticians? Bill, whoever that guy is on Fox, are they statisticians?
Bill Hemmer. They got their maps. They're big maps. They go, they're John King's guys. Got the magic big board map. And Bill Hemmer's got the map got and Kornacki's. Yeah, they got their maps.
You will say, whatever you think of these people personally, you would say that, especially Steve Kornacki, lots of energy with Steve, right? Lots of energy, lots of, you know, just, okay. Well... somebody else has decided
Steve
to step
Kornacki
in this frame.
Has like if you can imagine somebody who wakes up in the morning and swims in Red Bull like through a pool. That's how I would describe Kornacki's energy. Serious. I mean, when that guy is doing numbers, it's like you know.
He was well, anyway. when you think of energy, there's only one person that comes to mind, and this person has decided to step in the fray only with Pennsylvania. He's not doing the entire Electoral College map, just Pennsylvania. And that is Senator Bob Casey has decided to let's go to the map. It's only on Twitter.
Yes.
So Senator Bob Casey on his Twitter feed is recording these little 30-second to minute videos of where the count stands in Pennsylvania. Bill, if you could play the Bob Casey let's go to the map one first.
Hi, everyone. Senator Bob Casey here. I'd like to spend some time tonight talking about Pennsylvania by way of the map. I've won six
and then we'll go make s'mores.
So I know something about how to win. And I think tonight, the first point I'll make is that let's not focus initially on Philadelphia.
Hey,
let's
campers, did you tie your shoes? We're about to, it's about to get rocky.
Just bad audio, just no energy, just
no
the,
energy
the
whatsoever.
Worst.
Senator Bob Casey awoke from his nap to comment on the election.
So he decided, because when he started doing this on November 3rd, he got a lot of comments on Twitter about how he was kind of like Mr. Rogers. So, of course, in typical Bob Casey fashion, we all know he's a fun-loving guy. He decided to have a little fun with this and do a Mr. Rogers-themed Let's Go to the Map. But, Bill, if you have that, please.
It's a beautiful day.
Hi, neighbor. I've been hearing a lot about this sweater, but it's getting warm in here because Pennsylvania's heating up. All these mail-in ballots being counted.
Oh,
but I think we shouldn't focus on the sweater. We should focus on the votes. The mail-in votes that are coming in all across Pennsylvania.
Oh, God. Just
he's so freaking lame, words. Bob Casey Jr. The lesser Casey is so lame. Oh, my God.
I can't with that guy. I mean, oh.
I just now go back to sleep. He'll wake up and we'll have six more years of counting. Now that he's seen his shadow. Six more years of presidential election counting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg, for that. No what problem. Else do we got?
So, like you mentioned, it's been a long week. None of us have had a lot of sleep. It's been a lot of heady topics on the show. So I figured it's Friday. It's, you know, quarter after 8 in the morning. Let's have a little laugh. Ready? A little laugh. So last night, Stephen Colbert on The Late Show, firing all cylinders. His monologue was just laugh after laugh after laugh. Are you ready to
killed.
Laugh for a
he
little
killed
bit?
Killed before he bedtime.
Killed.
Gave the nation the laugh it needed.
Yep. So this is just for you, Rich, because I know you need a good laugh.
Need a good
here's
laugh,
here's
sure.
Stephen Colbert with his opening monologue, which is supposed to be joke, pun, and go for it.
We're taping this just a little while after Donald Trump walked into the White House briefing room, actually, and tried to poison American democracy. That's why I'm not sitting down yet. I just don't feel like it yet. It's also why I'm dressed for a funeral, because Donald Trump tried really hard to kill something tonight. Around, was it 7 o'clock? Around 7 o'clock, the president came out into the White House briefing room and lied for 15 minutes. Just nonsensical stuff about illegal vote dumps and corrupt election officials and secret Democratic.
Why doesn't Colbert just start hosting like Meet the Press?
He should.
Well, I mean, how is this a late night comedy show? America's
no
had
idea.
A long day. Everybody's exhausted. They want to laugh. They listen to this jackass lecture us about everything. But I mean, we could turn on MSNBC if we want to hear this, right?
All the major networks are covering this. Every single one. You cannot turn on the TV and not find sober analysis about the election. Like, give us something else. But
this is a dark shadow. This is late night comedy in the year 2020. This is 2020 late night comedy.
I didn't pull the whole thing, but let me just assure you, this is a 7-minute monologue, which is what they usually are. And I don't know if there's a single laugh in it at all.
That is so sad. That is so sad. Oh, my God. This is what I mean. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, can I laugh at Nicole Wallace?
So this is an interesting point, and I think that the news anchors are finally getting what a lot of people knew before, but like in the bubble of the news media, I don't think people understood what was going on outside of the bubble. Well, Nicole Wallace found it out at about 4 a.m. on election night with Brian Williams, and she explains that right here. Cut six.
I am so glad you opened this door, because I'm just gonna dish here. I said on Tuesday night around 4 in the morning to Brian Williams that I think we completely missed the maybe hidden anti-taking care of public health vote, or the sort of pro get back out there vote, or whatever you want to call it. I think that people want to be told that we can do both. People worry about their kids. My little boy is at home. I worry about him every day. I'm doing my best to get him through math and reading, but I'm no replacement for a teacher and friends. People feel despondent about being separated from their family and from their friends, from their peer groups and from their work colleagues. Mm-hmm. And there is an austerity and there is an elitism to saying, oh, we can just, you know, recreate our little bubble in our homes. That is not reality for a lot of people. And to your point,
eight months after we've been saying that your pompous let's stay home at public service announcements don't work for everybody.
Yes.
Some people actually have to go out of their house, you know, like grocery store workers, for example, cops, firemen, doctors, nurses, people, and moms want their kids in school. Shocking, right?
Yep. But she didn't realize that, Rich, until November 3rd at 4 a.m. or 4th, whatever it was.
Well, Greg, sometimes it takes people a long time to get it. You know what I mean? Sometimes it takes them a little bit long, and then they finally get it.
They completely missed it. She completely missed it, and they should be ashamed of themselves for completely missing it, according to Nicole Wallace. I saw that clip, and I was just like, oh, my God. Like, they don't – you know, some people wonder if they're maliciously trying to do this. I think a lot of them are just clueless. I think they just don't know what goes on outside of the D.C. bubble, or, you know, the – Upper West Side bubble.
The newsroom bubble, yes. Right? They just—they don't. You know what I mean? It's like they're in their studio. The car picks them up, takes them home.
Yep.
And you know, the housekeeping staff's there. They're good. Yes. You know, the Instacart comes, delivers the groceries and the wine. Life's good.
And they can.
Why can't all you people stay home and enjoy it?
And they can do their shows from home, you know, because of modern technology, like, you know, like we're doing. It's lovely, but like most people can't do that. So they just, you know.
And you know what I also find fascinating is that the idea that if Biden wins, America's not going to unite around him. Already whining about that on CNN, is that right?
So this is they've already shifted to the next, like what the next cable news drama is going to be. It's going to be the gridlock that the GOP Senate is going to give to a President Biden if that happens. Cut five.
If Joe Biden wins and we have a Democrat in the White House with a Republican-led Senate, does that spell gridlock for the next 4 years?
There we go.
It doesn't spell gridlock, but it does spell very tough to govern successfully. and let's face it, even the Democrats are confident about taking the White House. The reality is dawning that it may be a Pyrrhic victory. Because if you have Mitch McConnell, I know John just said he does have a record of working with Joe Biden. But nonetheless, Mitch McConnell is going to be and the Republicans in the Senate will be a blocking force.
Yeah, you know, unlike the Democrats who work so well with Trump, you know, who are just there by his side to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and get stuff done, you know. Unlike the Democrats who were there to usher in all of Trump's vision for America. Unbelievable. Thank you, Greg, for that. 855-839-1210. I'll go to Dawn in a second for news. Let me just, Bill is in Ocean City. He's been patiently holding up, although I can't seem to click. Oh, there we go. Hey, Bill.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the Pennsylvania legislature should not abandon their constitutional authority to assign electors, because Pennsylvania's already violated its own election law by building walls around their vote counters and preventing the transparency provided by their law. And plus, there's all this suspicion of fraud. So I think there's reasonable conclusion that the real popular vote cannot be known because they're hiding their count. And that's a violation of Pennsylvania law. So under Article 2, the state legislature should assign the electors.
Well, Bill, I shared with you the, and thanks for the call, I appreciate it, I shared with you the clip from Rick Santorum. He read the letter from the Senate Majority Leader, and they don't seem as if they're going to do that. So call him up, tell him that's what you want, express your opinion on that. I don't know if he'll actually go forward with that. It seems like a long shot, but Joe is in South Philly. Joe, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, real quick. First of all, it's atrocious what's going on. Everybody knows there's fraud. I've been through this. There is fraud in Philadelphia. Second of all, I have to hold the local parties in these big cities, Republican parties, accountable. Because where was the preparation for this? You know it's been happening for years. They do not purge the street lists. They do not. They try to pretend like it's under and you don't want to alienate voters. But there's probably 100 or more thousand voters in Philadelphia that are simply not there anymore. So I have to blame the local parties in these cities, especially the southeast of PA, that have been holding hands with Democrats for way too long. And then we have one of the most important, the most important election. Where is the preparation at? You know, this last minute scramble that happened, that's what really is the problem. It's more we should start looking at our own people that are in leadership that have historic friendships with Democrats that look the other way. That's the main problem. Not so much the Democrats. We know they're doing it. But where is our party to make sure that this stuff, they should have been preparing for this years ago, not even weeks ago.
Joe, thank you. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Dawn, good morning. What's cooking? What's going on?
Oh, we have so much cooking. We have so much.
Is it a slow day? That's a busy day, in other words?
No, it's a slow news day.
A slow news day. Okay, good. Thank God.
And Zioli Show News Live. We have now 52 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'll have that forecast in just a moment here on Zioli Show News. So we do have the reports of these two heavily armed men found outside the PA Convention Center, taken into custody late last night. This is according to Philadelphia police. And the good news here is the police and authorities did a good job. Nobody was injured. And we'll now get to the bottom of this as they investigate. Day four of counting in Pennsylvania. In Philadelphia, the convention center, they're processing about 10,000 ballots an hour, with the race in PA obviously getting tighter and tighter. The call could come down to those critical votes. We are the battleground, Pennsylvania, as Philadelphia and surrounding suburban counties and counties across PA this morning continue to wait for this final count. The Trump campaign securing a win in a Philadelphia lower court yesterday. Poll watchers are now allowed to be within that 6 feet of ballot counting at the PA Convention Center rather than the previous 20 feet or 100 feet. And Zioli talked about this a lot. Of course, Zioli had Corey Lewandowski on the air, who talks about this and broke that news actually yesterday morning. And yes, Lewandowski and Pam Bondi in court yesterday, and they got that rule changed. But there's no word if the votes counted in the time period before that court ruling, if they'll have to do a recount of those. I was trying to look through the court ruling. I don't see that they'll go back and recount the ones where.
Yeah,
the
that's a great point. I don't believe that's part of the judge's orders. Great point. Apparently now I just got, Millennial just told me that, and I have a tweet here, I guess Jake Tapper tweeting out that in 15 minutes, Philly officials are going to report about 20,000 votes of the 50,000 still remaining. That's going to happen at, 8:45 or something, 8:40, something like that?
Which is before their scheduled break, because usually it's 9:30. So they're running ahead of schedule.
Obviously, the implication being that they're going to report that Biden has taken the majority, taken the lead, right?
How many are they dropping?
20,000, is that right?
Wow, that's because Pennsylvania does it piecemeal. They do like 1,000 here, 1,000 there. So dropping 20,000 at one time is a big, that's a big deal.
How many votes is the president up by right now in Pennsylvania? 18,000?
18,000, yeah.
So obviously, I think the implication of the Jake Tapper's tweet is that they're going to report that Biden's taking the lead in Pennsylvania, yes. I would assume, right? Yeah.
because you got to assume that 90%, 92% of these votes are going to be Biden because it's
because they're going to be Philadelphia
yeah.
votes.
Yeah,
because they're
Philadelphia County. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about the other outlying counties where we see 86%, 92%? So
That's a great question. I don't know them with the other 30,000. What if the other 30,000 tips it back in Trump's column? I don't know. I mean, that's...
So that's the question.
I don't know why they just won't wait. Just announce all the friggin' votes. Just count them all and don't... Why don't they just do that, it seems to me, instead of doing this, like, you know?
They're waiting on 35,000 in Allegheny County that I think aren't going to be back until tonight, I believe.
Right. Because
sure.
they took a break. They took a break.
They did. Yep.
They took a break for counting. Why do they take a break? Explain this to me. I don't understand this.
You know, they didn't eat enough of the grain.
Because that would be Trump country up there, theoretically, and that could offset Philadelphia votes, theoretically. Why would they take a break for... I don't understand that. They just... All that does is make people go crazy and shake their head. Am I right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. So for that reason, I'm going to give you a few stories that are not related to this. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Give me something else. Talk to me.
We've been celebrating all morning that November is National Adoption Month. So we celebrate the Zioli family and so many families who've some of their kids are adopted. We also have the celebration of the 40th birthday of the Rubik's Cube. So to celebrate the 40th anniversary, a global virtual competition is scheduled for tomorrow. And simply solving the cubed puzzle is too low of a bar for some. So now it's how fast one is able to solve a Rubik's Cube for speed cubers. So by the way, the world's record is 3.47 seconds. But another guy, Felix Zemdegs, still has the previous record of just 0.75 seconds with one hand. One-handed Rubik's Cube solved.
I was never able to, I solved it very, very quickly because I'm a genius, but after I solved it, I was never able to undo it. So,
yeah. So,
that's my story.
There's another controversy online. I have to be careful how I word this, but so it's also No Nut November. It was originally reportedly canceled on the interweb or whatever you call it. So, No Nut November, that was a lie. It's not canceled due to COVID.
What the hell's No Nut November mean?
I'm just going to say.
What is that?
She's talking like we all know what it is.
It's a personal challenge that men issue themselves online to go 1 month while abstaining.
From touching their stones?
Wait a minute. Yes. I feel like I need to dump one. What is
happening? My kids were talking about this. I'm not making this up. This is a thing.
Are you doing those magic mushrooms again?
Oh, my gosh.
No, they say that... it's 1 month of abstinence from.
Whoa!
And
wait,
no, it's nobody's okay. eating nuts. Can we just move on? Nobody's eating nuts.
Can we move on, please? This is we're in the middle of an election recount.
No, it and improves and concentration and mental clarity. They claim.
Okay. Honestly, please, God, help me. Wake me up. Oh. Wake me out of this coma. I want out of the coma. I've had it. I'm done. I've had it. Please give us the weather. My God, I beg of you.
I just got fired. Oh.
The NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Beautiful sunny weather. Today, 71 degrees. The weekend, this is a thing. I'm not making it up.
We know.
And so tomorrow, 72 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, really gorgeous weekend weather. So hopefully everybody gets out, go for a walk, get away from it all. I'm Dawn Zioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. Dr. Mike Venneri. I want to transition to Dr. Mike. He's a good man. He's a good guy. He's going to help you. Because, look, you got to laugh because this is all craziness, right? And I mean this sincerely. I'm trying to keep your blood pressure down and trying to keep you a little bit cheerful during all this. Some people yell at me and they say, why are you not angrier? Because there's enough anger right now. You know exactly where I stand. I want this to be done fairly. I want the president to keep fighting until there's no fight left. And that's where I stand. But at the same time, I want to try to give you some joy in life. And I believe it's important. I believe smiling is healthy for you. And if you need a good smile, go see my buddy, Dr. Mike Venneria. He's the man. His award-winning team will give you the smile of your dreams. General cosmetic or implant dentistry, look no further. Dr. Venneria's office exceeds CDC guidelines, so it's super safe. Two offices to serve you, Cinnaminson or Woodbury. And he serves my whole family. I mean, I go there, my parents go there, my kids go there, Bridget goes there, the whole Zioli family goes to see Dr. Mike Venaria. He's right in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, as I mentioned, and he's a great guy. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Stop putting off getting the smile of your dreams. Do it today. VenariaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VenariaDental.com. Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.